Welcome to Shomach Show on the Daf. Shir is sponsored Louis Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're starting a new Masechta on Maseches Yuma, and the first words of the Maseches is Shivas Yomim Koitim Yom Kippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mibeisoy. We go and separate the Kohen Gadol to be in a special lishka, special place at Beis Hamikdash to get prepared for Yom Kippur. And the Gemara in the first two blat of the Masechta comes to tell us the source. How do we know that we have to separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur? What is the idea? What's the reason that we're separating the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur? A unique thing that we have only here, and we have by Parah Adumah. And as the Gemara is going to expand upon, that we don't have the Hafrasha in any other Karban, any other regal. What's the reason? What's the idea behind it? So the Shlo quotes the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the great Mekubal, who was the Rebbe of the Arizal, that explains simple. What are the 7 days before Yom Kippur? We know there's a Seres Yimei Tshuva, 10 days that start with 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and end with Yom Kippur. In between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you have 7 days. During these 7 days is a time that Am Yisrael needs to purify themselves. They need to do tshuva and get prepared for Yom Kippur. When we're talking about the representative, the one who's going to be going lifnai velifnim, the Kohen Gadol, who represents Am Yisrael Yom Kippur, he needs to be extra careful that these days will be completely pure. That's why these 7 days, the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the days which are Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Kohen Gadol, is being mufrash, he's being separated, he's putting aside to make sure he's going to be extremely careful to do the process of Aseres Yimei Tshuva properly and be ready to get to Yom Kippurim, to Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this connects to what the Maharshal tells us as an introduction to the Maseches. This Masechta is called Yuma. Yuma means the day. Why is it the day? It's the holiest day of the year. It's the day that we get to the highest of high, the day which is greater in a sense, more than Shabbos, because there's no food, there's no drink. We elevate ourselves to be like a malach, like an angel. That's what this Masechta is dealing with. And to get prepared to that day, you need to have a special hafrasha, a special preparation. You can't reach such a holy state without a special preparation. Rav Tzadik explained that's the same idea why we have a hafrasha before we deal with Parah Adumah. Because Parah Adumah is the purification of a tumah of mace, the highest level of tumah, meaning it deserves, it requires the highest level of tahara, the highest level in the world. To get to that, you have to be specially prepared. And with this, we can come and understand even better with the Achronim quote over here in the beginning of the Masechta, the Vilna Gaon that the Chaya Odob says in the end of his Sefer. The Vilna Gaon tells us a tremendous chiddush. Most Kohanim, we know, there's only one day a year that a Kohen Gadol can go into Kodesh Kadoshim, and that is on Yom Kippur. Says the Gaon, but Aaron a Kohen is different. Aaron a Kohen was able to go into Kodesh Kadoshim whenever he wanted. He did not have to come only in Yom Kippur, and he explains it based on the Diyuk and the Psukim. What's the idea behind that? So the Svarim already bring that in Sefer Yetzirah that we quoted in earlier Shurim, Sefer Yetzirah tells us that everything in the world has three dimensions, Oilom, Shana, and Nefesh. Oilom means space, Shana means time, Nefesh means human. When we talk about Yom Kippurim, you get to the culmination of the highest level of time, space, and human. Time, it's Yom Kippurim, the holiest day of the year. Space, we come to the holiest place in the world, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim. And human, we're taking the holiest person in the world, the Kohen Gadol. This is what Yom Kippur is all about. Being a day of extra Kedusha. That's why it's so specific. That's why it's so limited. It's only there. The parsha that speaks about Yom Kippur is Achri Mois, and it starts with the words, Ve'al yavoy b'chol eis el HaKodesh. You can't come anytime into the Kodesh. It needs to be that special day, that special time, that special person in order to achieve that. That's the idea of the preparation of Yom Kippur. As you can't just jump into it. It needs to have a special combination of time, space in a human. But the one exception to that is Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is in such high level of Kedusha that he's always prepared to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bechol Eis, whenever he wants to get there, he can reach that level. But for every other Kohen Gadol, and for us, Am Yisrael, we have Yuma, the day. We have a special time to reach that high level of Kedusha called Yom Kippur. This is what this Masechta is busy with, the ultimate Kedusha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.